Amen. Commitment. Out of the book of Acts, chapter 2, we're going to start in verse 37. Amen. There are so many verses or stories of the Bible. To narrow it down, one would be impossible. How many know that? There are so many things that God just wants to do, upon our lives. But out of all the stories that we read, how many know that there are some that can really stand out to us? And one of these is the story that you and I are going to read in Acts chapter 2. And as we read tonight, I want every single one of us to see how this story, amen, of the ascension of Jesus, the coming down of the Holy Spirit, can relate to many of us here tonight. How it can relate to our church. Let's go ahead and read our text tonight. Amen. Acts 2. We're going to start in verse 37. Now, when they heard this, they were cut to their heart and said to Peter and all the rest of the apostles, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" Then Peter said to them, "Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is to you and to your children." And amen to all who are afar off, as many as the Lord our God will call. How many know that there is a promise that you and I, amen, can receive? But there is something that you and I, amen, are called to be tonight, and that is to be committed unto the work of God. Let's pray tonight. Let's ask God to help us. Father, in the name of Jesus, we call you tonight. We call upon you tonight. We call on your help. We ask that you would help us. Let us, God, remember, God, that you have called us to repentance. God, for the remission or the forgiveness of our sins tonight. God, help us to be emboldened in all that we do as Peter was emboldened that day as the Holy Spirit gave him the words to speak. In Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen. See, the Holy Spirit, has come and now he has empowered the apostles. There's a commotion that it attracts, it looks like it's what looks like an entire population of people. Peter stands. He proclaims, this is one of the shortest sermons. A crowd of, thousands of people came to know Jesus. People were cut and convicted of their sins. As the apostles, as people are looking for a way, out, the only way was to Jesus. 3,000 people now commit their lives to Jesus and get saved. 3,000 people, to get by the best that they could. But there was just no way to keep that amount of people together. In verse 42, amen, it says, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in prayer. Amen. Here it tells us, amen, three things, amen, that they, amen, continued in the doctrine. They were in fellowship, amen, and breaking bread, and also they were in prayer. Can I tell you, beloved, without those things, you and I will easily fall by the wayside. The doctrine, amen, of the apostles is the word of God. The fellowship and the breaking of bread, amen, is when we come in, amen, and just be around one another. And the most important thing of our lives is that we have to be in a time of prayer with God. See, it tells us, amen, that 3,000 people began, amen, to be there engulfed in the doctrine, in fellowship and breaking of bread, and in prayer. See, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teachings. They stayed in constant fellowship and breaking of bread. And most importantly, they committed themselves to prayer. Can I tell you, beloved, unless you, amen, commit yourself, amen, to prayer, amen, commit yourself to the word of God, commit yourself, amen, to be in fellowship with believers. Because how many know that you can be in fellowship with the wrong crowd and that will not help you, but it'll hurt you? Pastor, I'm in fellowship, but who are you in fellowship with? See, devout, amen, devoted means feeling or displaying strong affection or attachment. They were now attached to the church, amen, in Jerusalem. They had an affection for the people who made the new church. Devotion means ardent or devout. They, amen, felt strongly connected or committed. Devotion means zealous and loyal or affection. See, 3,000 people ardently, amen, were loyal. They showed a great love for one another. Verse 42 again says, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and the fellowship in the breaking of bread and in prayer. See, they had, amen, a strong feeling or affection and attachment to what, amen, the apostles were teaching them. They were, amen, devout to the fellowship. They were zealous to their commitment, and they were loyal. Listen to me, most of all, they were loyal to pray for one another. Can I tell you, amen, sometimes what keeps people up is the fact that you pray for them. Sometimes the fact that people are even here today is because somebody was praying for them. How important is it? It's important enough to see you here tonight. See, if you and I can sum it all up, they were loyal, they were committed, and they were completely and totally connected to one another. Two words, amen, committed and connected. See, God wrote and he placed this, amen, for a reason. He doesn't waste words. Not only did he want us to know, amen, how the first church committed and connected, when we're connected to one another, but he also wanted you and I to know that this is the example of what the church should look like. We need to be in our word. We need to be in fellowship. And we need to be in prayer for one another. How many would say amen? See, all of these people who made up the church, can I tell you? When we get one or two people that are coming in, amen, we are able to see, amen. Can I tell you, we are able to see that we are messed up people. How many know that? Amen. Imagine getting a group of 3,000 people. How are these people going to live for God? How are these people, amen, going to make it for God if, amen, people didn't help them to continue to live for God? I'll say it and I'll say it again. The only reason my wife and I are here is because the pastor that pioneered this church were at our house and we were at their house. We were there so late that he would go to sleep and say, Jesus, it's about 2 o'clock in the morning. I got to wake up at 5. When you leave, just close the door behind you. I can't tell you how many times my wife and I had just gotten into a disagreement. Amen. My wife and I were there. Amen. And they called us over and said, let's talk. Well, the talking, lasted. And we went out. And can I tell you? They were a vital, people to my wife's and I's salvation and what we are today. See, all these people needed one another. They needed a group of people, amen, who would be there, amen, and would guide them. But also, they needed to see what it was to be saved. Because can I tell you, when people come into the church, they don't know, amen, how to be churched. All they know, amen, is, amen, the street life. The life of the world. Can I tell you, I didn't know how to live for God. I didn't know what it was to be godly. I didn't know what it was to be saved. I didn't know, amen, what it was to do anything. Lo, when he came in into my house a few days later, he comes into my house. Hey, I'm just here at your house. Just want to talk. I said, get out of my house. Bleep, 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 bleep. And all beep. And so many other beeps. I said, get out of my house. See, I didn't know what it was to be saved. I didn't know what it was, amen, to live for God. But yet, he taught me. Can I tell you, 3,000 people needed to be taught how to live for God. See, the same is here for our church. When we came in, amen, we didn't know what it was to live for God. But when you and I, amen, commit ourselves to Jesus and we connect ourselves to the body, can I tell you, those will be the first steps that you and I have. See, God's plan for his church is to provide a place where people can come, amen, and find people that will help them to follow Jesus. If this is you, you have to find, amen, something that you, amen, are actively, amen, that you can actively get involved in. There's a place for you tonight in the things of God. See, with so many, amen, there should be, amen, with so many needs and so many things, there should be no one that is left out of the loop in our church. Look around you tonight. I want you to look around. Who should be here tonight, but is not here? Who should be here tonight, but is not? Can I tell you a few names, amen, ring up to my mind, but do they ring up to your mind? Because when we just ignore, well, that's there. They should be able to take care of themselves. But you know, if we just do a small part, a small part will lead to, amen, big things. See, she said amen. See, the first church was connected. And they were committed to the apostles' teachings. The apostles, amen, taught what Jesus taught them. Can I tell you, the only way that you and I tonight are going to be able to know what Jesus taught them is through what you read and hear. Jesus told the apostles to make disciples, teaching them everything that he had taught them. And what they did, amen, they were connected, they were committed to one another through, amen, the word of God. See, God's word gives us, every single one of us, amen, in this place, what you and I need to live, amen, for Jesus in a world that is fallen and away from the things of God. See, for you and I to survive with our faith and integrity intact, we need to know what we need to live for. Jesus, amen. What we need, amen, and it is in the Word of God. We need to study the Word of God. And not only do we need to study it, but we need to apply it. Can I tell you, it makes no sense for you to read something but not apply it. You know, many of people, amen, they tell me, Pastor, this is a good book on marriage. Pastor, this is a good book on finances. Pastor, this is a good book for this. Pastor, this is a good book for that. Have you read it? Well, no. So how can we apply it if we haven't read it? See, once we begin to read the Word of God, can I tell you, amen, the best way to be able to get is to start, listen, start from the beginning. Because in the beginning was the Word. Amen? In the beginning was God's creation. And as we study God's creation, you're going to get stuck on Leviticus. Amen? But once you get through Leviticus, glory to God. Amen? It'll be smooth sailing from there. Once you get past Leviticus, I think God put Leviticus to see if we were going to test us, if we were going to continue. Amen. See, once we study the Word of God, folks, we need to apply what God's Word says and is speaking to you and I. See, the people in the book of Acts, amen, they saw a need for fellowship. And because of that, they were always together. They drew strength. Listen to me. When we are together, we draw strength from one another. Because we are there not only to strengthen one another, but also to support one another. See, the people, amen, they were connected in the breaking of bread. Simply, amen, put, they loved eating. Can I tell you? You don't got to make, amen, a five-course meal. You go over there and get you some chips and salsa. That's all you got to do. Simple. Pastor, I don't have the money. Listen, if you don't have the money, amen, come and talk to me. I'll get you some good chips. I'll get you some good salsa, and you can invite people over your house. Amen. And you can just be there in the enjoyment of, amen, the fellowship of God's people. See, they loved sharing and being in closeness. But most of all, can I tell you, most of all, can I tell you what I enjoy and what they enjoyed? They enjoyed being with one another. Can I tell you, when I am with you, I'm in the enjoyment of what God, amen, has for my life. Pastor, but you are a people person. Can I tell you, that's not what I was? Amen? That's not what I was. But you know what God made me? He made me what I asked him to make me. Let's ask God tonight. God, what do you want from me? Or are you scared that he's going to make you what you ask him? See, you can find a place and someone in a person who cares about you and most of all just wants to spend a little bit of time with you. See, the people, amen, of the first church, they were committed to pray for one another. They prayed for each other. They held each other and brought each other, amen, up before God. They want God to do, amen, miraculous things. They wanted God to do miraculous things, amen, through them. So they prayed, amen, for one another. Can I tell you tonight, we need to be able to pray for one another. They wanted, amen, as they wanted God to do, they prayed for God to do it. See, they knew, amen, the needs of each other. How else are you going to know what people need if we don't know them? See, tonight, God wants to move more upon our lives. God wants to bring us closer together. Can I tell you, the only way we're going to be able to do that is through what we see the first church do. See, the need of healing and different situations that were arising in their lives. But it happened because people prayed. See, there's no better feeling in the world, amen, than to hear somebody praying for you. Can I tell you that? Amen. There's no better, amen, thing in the world to be able to go into the prayer room and hear somebody praying for me. To be able to hear somebody praying for so-and-so. To pray, amen, for other people. Listen to me, amen. When you go in there, amen, and you hear your name, can I tell you, it encourages me when I hear, God, I pray for my pastor. God, I pray for his wife. God, I pray for his children. It lifts me up. It encourages me. See, somebody talking to God on your behalf, they are bringing you and your petitions before the throne of God. See, I'm closing. Tonight, are you looking for more out of church than just a few hours a week? Pastor, I don't know if I can hang out with these people because I'm here. It's already like 4.5 hours that I spend with them a week. Can I tell you, the only way that we are going to build a sustainable place is to be able to enjoy being in the company of one another. See, tonight you can surround yourself if you commit and you connect with the people that love you with the love of Jesus. Are you connected? Are you committed to Jesus right now? If not, you can start tonight. You can start tonight. Pastor, that's not me. Can I tell you? I know that's not you. But that's why you pray. God, change me. Amen? God, change me. Take me out of me. Amen? So that you can now be useful for him. And when you do that, beloved, it'll change the dynamics of everything that we do. Let me have every head bowed and every eye closed. You're here in this place. You're not saved. You're here in this place. You're not right with God. Would you allow Jesus to help you? Would you surrender your life to Jesus? You're not saved. You're not right with God. Quickly, raise your hand. I want to pray with you tonight. Raise it. Raise it up. You're not right with God. You're backslidden. God wants to touch you tonight. Amen. I preached on commitment, being connected. Maybe you can honestly say to yourself, Pastor, that's not me. You know, the other day I was outside and George came out and I was just picking up the leaves that were right here on the side. And God spoke to me when I was picking up the leaves. See, I go out there and I got to get away from everything that I'm doing. And I just go out and just begin to talk to God. God, help me. But God showed me while picking up leaves. At first, I was just going to scatter them. But you know what happens if I scatter them? If all I do is just scatter them away, amen, the winds come back and they bring them back to where they were before. But if I simply committed myself, amen, it was going to take the same amount of time. It wasn't going to be a waste of my time. It was going to take the same amount if I just simply picked it up. See, but that took a commitment from me to get it done. Can I tell you? If we commit ourselves to the apostles' doctrine, to the fellowship and the breaking of bread, and to pray. 3,000 people stayed and continued following God simply because there were people that committed themselves to just doing a little more than what was than what was expected of them. Maybe God is speaking to you tonight. Maybe God is speaking to you tonight. Pastor, that's not me, Pastor. Well, pray and ask God to help you tonight. Can you pray and ask God to help you tonight? So that you can be a blessing onto somebody's life. Maybe there's somebody that is out there that can easily, be in here. But if we do not, fellowship or break bread or pray for them, they're going to die one day and they're going to be away from God for eternity. But we can have and make a difference tonight simply if we just commit ourselves and connect ourselves with people's lives. Maybe God is talking to you tonight, amen. Maybe God is speaking to you. Will you allow God to help you? The altar is open, amen. Come, lay hold of God. Come, lay hold of God. Ask God to help you. Ask God to use you. Ask God, amen, to move upon your life. Listen. They were in the apostles' doctrine. They were in fellowship and breaking of bread. And they prayed for one another. Imagine this, 3,000 people that had no direction. They could have easily fallen away by the wayside. Can I tell you, people will fall by the wayside. If we say, well, that's their responsibility, Pastor. No, beloved. Because God saved you, He wants to use you. He wants to use your life. Dios quiere usar tu vida. Dios quiere mover sobre tu vida. Y porque Dios te salvó a ti, Dios quiere usarte en esta noche. See, people are dying, folks. La gente se está muriendo. They're entering into eternity. If we just do a little bit of our part, si simplemente hacemos un poquito de nuestra parte, how many people, amen, would enter and, amen, be in a different place in eternity? ¿Cuánta gente va a poder estar en otro lugar en la eternidad? Just simply, if you would just tell them, hang out with them. Simplemente si le dices algo del Señor y convives un poquito con ellos. It's not much, folks. Can I tell you? We are going to have to be inconvenienced. We have to. You know, I'm going to be honest with you. Waking up at 2:00 in the morning was never good for me. Amen? But I did that for 24 years, and it was only by the grace of God that I survived. It was only. But can I tell you, one of the things that I never did is I never, because God gave me the strength, amen. I never made it my priority to say, I cannot help you because I wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning. I think I've mentioned before, there was a family, a crisis that arose one day. And we started off around 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock went to 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock went to 12 o'clock. 12 o'clock went to 12:30. And I looked at my watch and I said, man, it's 12:30. I wake up at 2. What am I going to do? I went home, took an hour nap, woke up. Because I saw, listen to me, folks. When I came to the knowledge of God, I saw the example of somebody that took the time for me. So I couldn't make it the excuse. I have no time for you. See, when Lo and Judy, when they came to my house, I knew what time he was going to wake up and go to work. I knew what time it was when we were at their house in a family crisis with Maribel and I, getting ready to, just lose it. But they never said, Jesus, just go take a pill and then just call me tomorrow morning. Amen. You know what they said? Come, let's hang out. And can I tell you, because we hung out, we're here today. Just that little bit more that they did made such a big difference in our lives. That now, what we learned, listen, but if we had not learned that, how can we apply that? Amen. We learned that. And what we try to do here tonight, amen, and what I'm trying to do is teach you and show you that to get into the Word of God, be in fellowship and the breaking of bread, go get a little Caesar's pizza, amen, $4.99. You get a few of those, look at that, less than $10 or so, and you can have a great time. Amen? But then you learn, because you begin to talk to people what they need, then you can begin to pray for their needs. Amen? And that's how the church was built. Can I tell you, when you tell me something, I don't get nosy. Tell me more. Amen? Huh? Right? Right? Tell me more. Because I want to know. No. What you tell me, I bring before God. Amen? And I let God. Listen, I get it off my hands and I let God now deal with it. And can I tell you, God deals with it a whole lot better than I can. But I learned to pray. Or what you need. Because I take the time to get to know you. Amen? Simply put, can we give God glory tonight? Let's give God glory. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you.